Transgender Organization Lowers Age Recommendation for Sex Change Surgeries, Hormones. By Catherine Hamilton on August 18, 2022. The leading trade group for transgender surgeons and doctors is lowering its approved ages for sex change surgeries and sex-shifting hormones, according to a draft recommendation. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health's PATH new guidance lowers the recommended age for cross-sex hormones from 16 to 14 years, according to a guidance draft obtained by the Postmillennial this week. The age for double mastectomies, the removal of breasts, has been lowered to 15. 16-year-old boys may seek breast augmentations, facial surgeries and tracheal shaves to reduce the appearance of an Adam's apple. The new guidance also lowers the age for genital surgeries, like hysterectomy and vaginoplasty, to 17 instead of 18. The only surgery recommended for adults age 18 is a phalloplasty, which is the creation of a pseudopenis from skin grafts taken from elsewhere in the body, the report states. PATH's off-label puberty blocker recommendation stated ages 8 to 13 for girls and is roughly 2 years later for boys. The guidance will be PATH's 8th edition. As the Postmillennial notes, PATH sets international guidelines and protocols for the medical process of gender transition. According to the report, although the new guidelines have not been finalized and released, many medical organizations are already abiding by them. Boston Children's Hospital, whose pediatric surgery center boasts of treating over 1,000 families, explicitly cites their implementation of PATH guidelines. Boston Children's Hospital allows minors aged 17 to obtain vaginoplasty, per the new PATH guidelines. Dr. Oren Gaynor, co-director of Boston Children's Center for Gender Surgery, hinted in an email that children even younger can be operated on. Gaynor said in an email to WBUR that he is slightly flexible when it comes to the age of young males seeking genital surgery. The organization provided the Associated Press a copy of its draft guidance in June. The chair of the group's Standards of Care telling the publication that lowering the ages allows transgender teens to experience physical puberty changes around the same time as other teens. Certainly there are adolescents that do not have the emotional or cognitive maturity to make an informed decision, Dr. Eli Coleman said. That is why we recommend a careful multidisciplinary assessment. PATH and other pro-transgender organizations, like the Endocrine Society and the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, are being cited as experts by large hospitals, Democrats, and the Biden administration, which wants to deliver the drugs to troubled children. These groups claim gender-affirming care, a far-left euphemism intended to make the mutilation of children sound like a compassionate course of action, reduces suicides and improves mental health. But these treatments are not approved for those purposes by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and have not undergone any long-term studies. While the push toward transgenderism is heavily ideological, a report released in December 2020 found that U.S. sex reassignment surgery market size was valued at $267 million in 2019 and is expected to expand at a compound annual growth rate of 14.4% from 2020 to 2027. The push for more gender-affirming care in the United States also comes as European countries who are more deeply embroiled in gender ideology backtrack on these treatments for children and teens.